What are your thoughts about the work that's coming out of Memorial looking at capecitabine 1 week on, 1 week off, the so-called dose-dense capecitabine? Yeah.
Well, it's intriguing. I've seen some of the preclinical data. I think I've seen either Larry Norton or Cliff Huddis show some of the models, and it's very, very intriguing. And maybe that's a better way to do it. You know, I think capecitabine is a drug to me which is extremely effective. I mean, I'm a fan of the drug, and I will say I have no industry interest in this at all and own no stock, but I like it. It's an oral agent. I think capecitabine, we've used a fixed dose and we've gotten into a fixed schedule. I think there's a lot more we can learn about this drug. For instance, would capecitabine be a good choice for metronomic low-dose chemotherapy to give over a long period of time in a lower dose? I'm not sure we know the optimal dose or threshold dose of capecitabine. I personally have treated Mets, and I have one woman I treated with metastatic disease. She was in her 80s with 500 BID because she said, if I get the least bit sick from your treatment, I'm never coming back to see you. And I figured I could risk extensive pulmonary Mets. I figured I could risk it. And she got a response that lasted about 9 months. When she came back without toxicity, I said, even though maybe if we push it up, we do better. Of course, she was logical. She said, why? Why would you want to do it? So I think we still have a lot of fundamental biology to learn about capecitabine, and that there may be better ways to do it. And perhaps the dose-dense approach that follows a lot of Larry Norton's work and mathematical models is going to be a better way.
Now, of course, this study is looking at capecitabine as a substitute, presumably.
Right.
What about adding capecitabine into some of the existing regimens, for example, following, for example, dose-dense AC paclitaxel? We used to have the old CAF, and, you know, 5-FU got dropped out along the way. Do you see that question being studied?
There are trials in progress now utilizing capecitabine in addition to taxanes. I know there's an AC followed by T,
right,
or XT.
Right, right.
I think it leans on the phase 3 data that have been published by Joyce O'Shaughnessy, where at least when you're talking about responses and potential curable patients in the adjuvant setting, the combination makes a lot of sense. So I think that's a great place to explore capecitabine upfront in addition to other agents, and perhaps to think of non-anthracycline capecitabine regimens with taxanes, with gemcitabine, with other agents that we traditionally haven't used that could be highly effective. Because we do share concerns, like we've learned in children, certainly anthracyclines in children carry high risks of cardiac toxicity later on in life. I think adults are tougher to really figure this out well in, because heart disease is part of the culture, and most of the patients with cancer are older, and unless something is very obviously and temporally related within weeks to months of the drug, figuring out years later whether we had any downside is tougher with anthracyclines and cardiac toxicity.